World History presents The Third Reich, narrated by Sam Devereaux. Introduction. Hitler led the world to war. In 1933, Adolf Hitler seizes power after seducing the German people with lavish promises of restoring order, prosperity, and the Greater German Reich to its former glories. He then goes on to exploit other Western European powers' fear of confrontation to rearm the country in direct defiance of the restrictive terms of the Treaty of Versailles. Before his neighbors can react, Hitler has transformed Germany's armed forces into the most modern war machine of the day. And Hitler is not alone. He allies himself with Mussolini's fascist Italy, Stalin's communist Soviet Union, and, on the other side of the world, the military dictatorship of Japan, which shares Germany's expansionist vision. This issue of bringing history to life follows the dramatic build-up to World War II. Enjoy. Chapter 1: A Dictator in Disguise. After World War I, Germany is humiliated and impoverished. Hunger, violence, and poverty characterize everyday life. And while the population struggles to build a peaceful republic, Adolf Hitler begins his march to power. His vision is to restore the Greater German Reich. A few years ahead, another world war awaits. The winter sun shone over the Reich Chancellery as Adolf Hitler left the building as Germany's new chancellor. Just a few years before, he'd been considered an upstart, someone the political elite looked down on with contempt. The Bohemian Corporal, as President Hindenburg dubbed him. Following the elections of 30th of January 1933, the roles were reversed, and Hindenburg was forced to accept him as the country's new leader. Wearing a top hat and frock coat in the crisp winter light, Hitler was ready to take on his role as a statesman. A crowd of his most faithful supporters waited to commemorate the event at the Hotel Kaiserhof, opposite the Reich Chancellery. Hitler beamed with joy and pride, and when he met the crowd in the hall, he had tears in his eyes, an eyewitness reported later. Celebrations continued that evening, when 25,000 members of the Sturmabteilung, SA party militia, sang as they marched through the Brandenburg Gate up to the Reich Chancellery. The flames from their torches shone on their highly polished boots, and their flickering glow also lit up German flags. In front of the Reich Chancellery, the crowd were exuberant as they united in cries of Sieg Heil. As the cheers grew in strength, Hitler appeared at one of the lighted windows and raised his arm in greeting. Throughout the country, from Flensburg in the north to Munich in the south, people eagerly turned on their radio to follow the events broadcast live from Berlin. Hitler's appointment as Chancellor could be heard across the whole of Germany that evening, as Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels had forced it onto state radio. All Germans would be made to realize that something new was happening. Hitler would do away with the old regime, which in his opinion was based on stupidity, mediocrity, half-hearted positions, cowardice, weakness, and inadequacy. And Germany would be lifted out of poverty and humiliation following its defeat in World War I. Goebbels was still ecstatic when, after midnight, he left the Reich Chancellery in an insensate tumult of enthusiasm. Hitler was relieved that the big day had finally come. What was most amazing about his life, he declared during this period, was that he was always being saved when he himself had already given up, historian Joachim Fest said. After 14 years of political aspirations, with the last 4 years like one long, grueling election campaign, Hitler had finally come to power. All the struggles he had experienced finally seemed worth it. A gifted but lazy boy. Hitler was born on 20th of April.